in his study in the house in Surabaya, Frank Chandler received a call from Jeffrey Marshall, the young Englishman who was a guest at the Palace of the Secret Star. Marshall tells Chandler a witch doctor in Africa pronounced an incantation which compelled him to come to Java, to the Palace of Beatrice, and he has been unable to leave. Chandler promises to help him, but as they talk, a weird hypnotic sound is heard, and as if in a trance, Jeffrey rises and walks from the room. The present act opens in the observatory of Beatrice Palace several days later.
Chandu, the magician.
Gee, what a funny-looking room.
I should say it is. I hope Beatrice will come up right away. It kind of gives me the shivers, doesn't it, you, Mother?
It's just because it's so unusual, dear.
And I'll say it's unusual. Look at all those funny maps all over the walls. You suppose it's all right for us to look around, Mother?
Oh, I'm sure it is. Peters wouldn't have told us to come in alone if there was anything in here he didn't want us to see. I wouldn't touch the telescope if I were you, though, son.
No, I guess I'd better not.
Isn't it funny how light the room is? Still, you can't see where the light's coming from?
Oh, you can, too. It must be coming from up there on the dome somewhere.
Oh, no, it is not. Because if it was, what would happen to the light when he opened the dome?
Yeah, that's right.
I wonder if all those big books on the tables against the wall are astronomy books.
Sure they are. They're probably charts or something. What's the matter, Mother?
I wish Beatrice would come.
He'll be here in a minute. The servant said he would.
I wish Uncle Frank had come with us. I think this place is spooky. Why didn't he, Mother?
He was busy there.
Besides, I don't think Beatrice asked him. I think he just asked Mother and you and me.
Well, I shouldn't think he'd do that. That's kind of funny. Mother, what are you looking at?
Nothing, dear. But I have the strangest feeling that someone's watching us.
I don't see why they could be watching his prom. There aren't any windows. There's not even a keyhole in the door. Just got kind of a bolt on it. There's surely nobody up on the roof.
I know. I remember once before I had this same strange feeling of eyes watching us.
You mean at home, Mother?
No, Bobby. It was in Algeria. The night we went up to the ruin where Father had been. You remember?
Oh, I do, and I remember. Oh, there you are, Beatrice.
I'm sorry indeed to have kept you waiting. Why have you not seated yourselves so that you would be more comfortable?
We've been looking at these interesting maps on the walls.
I thought you would find them interesting. Of course, you know our very existence is bound up with the movements of the stars and the planets.
Well, what makes you think that, Beatrice?
In the West, you do not believe in the influence of the stars on human destinies?
Oh, I didn't mean I didn't believe in it. I only said I never thought of it before. I wondered what made you think that was true.
Many things. Mrs. Regent, you are interested in examining the records of some of my discoveries?
Yes, indeed. I don't recognize any of these maps.
That is not strange, madame. I should be greatly surprised if you did.
What are they mapped out?
I hope I can explain that to you in time, Miss Betty. Your brother is engaged tonight, Mrs. Regent?
Yes, he is.
And he wouldn't tell us what he's doing.
Bobby.
Uncle Frank got a lot of letters on the boat this afternoon.
Indeed. And now, would you be seated while I show you some drawings? Mrs. Regent, I think you will be especially interested in them.
Will you tell us first what that map is?
That one?
No, the one next to it on the left.
Why do you select that particular map, Mr. Regent?
I don't know. Why?
I wondered if you had any reason for choosing it. That, my dear young man, is Lemuria.
Is it really? Isn't that exciting?
Well, can you beat that?
May I ask why you are so surprised? Perhaps you are among those who doubt that Lemuria ever existed.
Oh, no.
I never even heard of it until we were on that island of Laura. And I wouldn't have known anything about it then.
Bobby, Vitus can't possibly be interested in what occurred on that island.
Oh, no, I guess not.
Do you think that island of Laura really is Lemuria, Beatrice?
You think the word Lura is all that is left of the ancient word Lemuria?
Oh, no, I didn't think of that. I wonder if it is.
Well, never mind about that island, Betty.
What?
I mean, we came over to see some of Beatrice's drawings and look at the telescope. Why don't we do it? Is it dark enough yet to look at the stars, Beatrice?
We shall look at the stars in a few moments. But since you are all seemingly interested in Lemuria, perhaps you would like to have me show you some pictures of it.
Well, of course, you don't mean actual pictures.
I don't mean photographs, if that is what you call pictures. But I do mean drawings and sketches of Lemuria as it really was.
But how can you know they're authentic? I've always understood in the legends I've read of Lemuria that it sank into the sea thousands of years before recorded history began.
That is the accepted belief. But do not forget, there are those who know the truth.
Then you really think these drawings actually came from Lemuria itself?
I do not think, madame. I know. Here in the Palace of the Secret Star...
Yeah, that's another thing I meant to ask you. Why do you call it that? Because if you mean that star thing on the roof, there's nothing very secret about it.
Bobby, please, son.
It is right for him to question Mrs. Regent. He is a young soul and has far to go. Is it not natural, Mr. Regent, that an astronomer would name his dwelling place for a star?
Yes, but why do you call it the secret star?
Perhaps it is but a fanciful name. A little too fanciful for others to understand.
Never mind, children.
If you will come over to this table, I will show you the drawings. Not many people who are alive today have seen them.
It's very kind of you to show them to us.
I am glad to show them to you, Mrs. Regent. Do I imagine that you seem a little, not quite nervous, perhaps, but certainly not tranquil as usual?
Oh, I'm sorry. Perhaps I am a little nervous this evening. It's nothing, though. Shall we look at the drawing?
The book is too heavy to hold comfortably in your hands. I will open it here on the table if you will all draw closer.
Look, there's that funny thing on the cover.
The Seal of Solomon.
I am not surprised that you should know it, madame. But your son...
Well, we saw it in that cave on the island. It was right up over a door. I didn't know what it was. I thought it was just two triangles put together. Does it really mean something?
More than I could explain, Mr. Regent. Even if I should speak and you should listen until the sun rose.
Well, let's see the picture.
Oh, yes.
A curious-looking paper. It's almost like parchment.
The secret of making that paper is among those things that perished when Lemuria sank into the sea.
Oh, look at that funny-looking building. What do you suppose it is?
I bet the building wasn't funny-looking. It's just the way it's drawn. You're kind of looking up a hill at the building. What was it, do you suppose, Beatrice?
It was the palace of the Lemurian king.
Gee.
Sometimes, Mrs. Regent, those who are sensitive to such things, as they watch the pages of this book, may see one or another come to life, as if he who watched were walking in the streets of these forgotten cities or kneeling at the altars of forgotten gods.
Oh, but...
Keep still. Let's see what this is going to be.
I don't quite care.
Wait. Listen.
What is that strange sound?
Look at the pictures.
Why, Mother, it's just like we were there ourselves, isn't it? Walking right up the steps. Look at all those men with swords. I wonder if they're Lemurian soldiers.
Gee, it must be a big day in Lemuria. The place is just swarming with soldiers. Look, we're going right into the palace.
See that symbol carved in stone over the entrance? It's the Seal of Solomon. What is this, Beatrice?
Do not turn your eyes away. You will see that concerning which wise men have speculated for countless thousands of years.
There's something about this that scares me. I wish that... Bob, I wish we hadn't come.
Don't be scared. I think this is keen. Just think of seeing what really happened to Lemuria, when maybe... Maybe we're the only people in the world that know about it.
Yes, but if we are, why does he show it to us?
I don't know why. I'm glad he is.
Oh, Bob, isn't this a beautiful hallway we're in now? Look at those banners or whatever they are hanging on the wall.
Yeah. It gives you kind of a funny feeling walking along between those rows and rows of soldiers, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Oh, here's another doorway. Look at all the people in there. It's the throne room.
I wonder if we're going in there.
I hope not. I'd rather watch them from here.
Gosh, what was that? I bet the king or somebody's coming.
Of course it's the king. I'd be thrilled to death if I wasn't so scared.
What are you scared of? It's just a picture.
Oh, I don't know. It seems like a picture, but... Bob, I feel kind of funny. Don't you, Mother? Mother!
I don't know, dear.
I wish the king would hurry up. What's the matter? It feels as if we're on a ship.
It's not like a ship, Bob. It's more like an earthquake.
Oh,
picture on the page is just the same as ever, isn't it? Oh, Bob, weren't you scared?
Scared? Of course I was. Mother thought it was real, didn't she?
Your mother seems to have been strangely affected by the sight of Lemuria's destruction.
What do you mean? Mother!
Look out, catch her!
She is quite unconscious. Perhaps you would like to lay her on the couch yonder. No doubt she will be herself in a moment or two.